Do I sit over there?
You can sit wherever you want. My name is Leslie Cariaga, LeslieCariaga. I'm recording an interview with
Nicolasa Barrera.
Can you spell that, please?
NicolasaBarrera.
From?
I am from Del Rio, Texas.
The date is September 28th, 2024, and we are conducting this interview at the John E. Conner Museum at Texas A&M Kingsville as part of the university's 2024 Tamalada Festival. Hi, so,
Okay. And it's also her daughter, Rosa Maria Moreno, R-O-S-A-M-A-R-I-A, last name Moreno, M-O-R-E-N-O.
Okay. So what do tamales mean to you?
Am I going to be recording?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Tamales have a very special meaning to me because I was born and in Mexico, and that was a very special occasion with my grandmother, my mother, and my aunts. They would all get together when I was little, and they would make piles of tamales and for about a whole day.
And how old are you today, Mama?
I am 78.
Mm.
And I was little. I was five or six then I remember all that.
For me, tamales mean that is a tradition, is the, you know, continuity of family, right? You can be 1,000 miles from home, but if that tradition, I think, has been passed down from one generation to the other, and you can, you know, sort of duplicate that recipe, that receta that your grandma or your mom gave you, then you can be close to home because you can taste that, right? So if you have the taste at home, even if you're 1,000 miles from what you call home, then it's a little bit of peace of home going with you.
Mm-hmm. What special memories do you have of making tamales?
Well, I have made tamales with my mother-in-law and with my children, my daughter-in-law, and it's like...
And the grandkids.
And the grandkids, too. It's a bonding between the family to me. That's what it is, what tamalada means to me.
Do you have any family traditions, making tamales or eating them, like special things that you do?
You always have to make rice and beans. Every time you make tamales, there's got to be rice and beans.
And
a good salsa to go with it. Definitely a really good salsa. Because, you know, but there's always a tradition of that one family member that disappears during the tamale making. And then they appear once the tamales are
done.
They reappear once it's done.
Yeah.
But we like to think of it as that family member goes and get us, you know, something to drink from the local shop or something, you know, keep us going.
Is there a particular person that you associate with tamales when you think of tamales and tamale making?
I would say my mother-in-law.
My grandma.
My mother-in-law. Yes. Very special person. She was a very important person and part of my life.
Thank you. When do you eat tamales? Like, what time of year? Do you have a particular, like...
So we like to eat them for sure for the 24th.
The 24th.
The 24th is kind of like a tradition. Like, that night, there's got to be tamales.
A new year.
And then from, you know, December 24th, on through the new year, there's like the reheating of the tamales, which tastes the greatest. You know, I think for us, it's probably our favorite is making tamales, you know, reheating them without the husk. Mm-hmm. They kind of get that char you know, from the comal once you put them in there. So definitely it's a great tradition.
How do you prepare tamales? What's your routine?
I usually prepare like the chiles,
mm-hmm.
and like a day before, and I cook the meat, either pork or chicken, whatever I'm gonna be making tamales, and then on the next day, and I fix the meat and the masa, and the hojas. I like to leave them overnight so they can soak and be nice and soft.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And then you start once the masa is ready. You start, you know, spreading on the husk, and then you fill it up with the meat and roll it up and save them there. Sometimes I'll cook some of them, and the other ones I'll freeze them for later, for the big day. Mm-hmm.
We agree to disagree though, because I think it's the same. If it maybe not necessarily the same, but it's they're definitely acceptable to kneel the masa in the KitchenAid mixer. But she says it doesn't taste the same, that it needs the hands.
Mm.
It needs the warmth of the hands.
Yeah.
But hey, modern generations, you know, I work and there's a lot of things involved in making tamales, so I use the KitchenAid.
But that's the magic ingredient.
Mm-hmm.
Mixing it by hand.
Yeah.
It's the warmth of the hands, Mom.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The love that comes with it.
Yeah, the love. I'd call it the magic ingredient. Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite kind of tamales and why?
My favorite kind are pork. And I like beef, but my favorite ones are pork because they're more like more juicy or more... I like pork tamales. That's my favorite one.
For me and my brother, and I think it's sentimental, the grandmother we were speaking about earlier, which is my mom's mother-in-law, she used to make us always a little small batch of bean tamales.
Frijolitos.
With just frijolitos, just plain bean tamales. And it was her beans, right? So
mm-hmm.
we love bean tamales. So for my brother and I, the bean tamale has a special place
mm-hmm.
in our heart.
Mm-hmm.
What's the most unusual tamal filling you've ever seen?
Oh, I think for me is when I traveled to Cancun. And it was stuffed with a mole. I've never had mole inside a tamal. Like, you know, I had mole by itself and
mm-hmm.
tamales, but I had never seen a tamal, like, stuffed with mole.
How did it taste? How would you describe
it? You know, it was not bad. It was not bad because the dough was a little bit more saltier than I would think. So with the sweetness of the mole and everything, it had a really combination. It's kind of like you're eating mole with a corn tortilla. So I was not mad at it. It was really good. And they had some black beans on the side. So definitely it was a good combination.
And I have tasted the tamales oaxaqueños.
Mm-hmm.
That they put a piece of chicken with a bone and everything inside the masita,
mm-hmm.
and then they put it, they cover it with like a banana leaf, and just one tamal, it's about this big, but they're good. Mm-hmm.
That sounds really interesting.
Yeah,
I'll have to check those out for myself. Thank you so much for this interview. And that concludes this interview.
Thank you.